Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got business to attend to right now because our buddy Eagles linebacker Jordan Hicks joins us right now. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Hey, guys, don't wait until the last minute to do your holiday shopping. Mark's Jewelers is having their annual Men's Night Out event December 14th. Give that someone special a gift from Mark's Jewelers. Visit marks-jewelers.com. And Jordan Hicks joins us right now. Jordan, what's up?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
What's up, Jordan?
Not much. Hanging out, guys. Enjoying the day.
Yeah, man. Well, you're back here. You're not in L.A., so you're going to get this snow tomorrow with us then, right?
Golly. Man, I heard about it. I didn't believe it because a couple days ago it was feeling like I could wear a short-sleeve shirt outside.
I know, right? This weather's been crazy.
Winter is here, finally.
Yeah.
It is.
We got a chance to talk to you last week prior to that Seattle game, and we talked about the difficulty of going into that environment, really for a defense facing a quarterback like Russell Wilson. You had a chance to see the game Sunday night like the rest of us. Just your quick thoughts on the way you saw the game played out.
Yeah, I think we had opportunity. And we just missed it. We made too many mistakes, and it was evident. When you go against teams like that, you can't make mistakes. When you've got to capitalize on the opportunities you get, and you've got to figure out a way to contain Russell. He played a heck of a game, escaping from guys, really nullified, the pass rush. When guys were back there, he was able to escape. So, he's difficult to go against, and we knew it going in, man. And it's at the end of the day, honestly, I think we had a shot. We just didn't make enough plays.
Yeah, and the one play, and sometimes you're luckily the Eagles defense doesn't live by the blitz and die by the blitz. You can get to the quarterback without blitzing. But one particular instance in the game where a blitz was dialed up, a zero blitz was dialed up, and it left Rodney out kind of on an island with Doug Baldwin, and Russell recognized it, threw the ball up, the wide receiver made a play on it. This week you have Jared Goff. How would you approach Goff? Much different than Russell Wilson, pocket guy. Is that somebody that maybe you want to even send more blitzes at to get him off his game, or how do you approach him?
You know, I think it depends on how we're pass rushing. When those guys up front are getting back there like they normally do, you really don't have to pass rush or have to blitz as much. He's obviously a guy that's a little bit different, in terms of being able to, actually a lot of bit different than in terms of being able to create with his legs and on the run. So, and really becomes a completely different quarterback when he has to move and get him out of the pocket. You see some inconsistencies in his accuracy. So, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to disrupt him. You're trying to take away the run so that, they don't have anything to fall back on and force him to beat you playing the way you want him to play, which is off balance.
I thought they did a nice job against the run Sunday night. Davis was able to get a couple runs there. Anything you're seeing in that run game that you think needs to be, sort of cleaned up? They're going up against Todd Gurley this week.
Yeah.
I think it's the best running back they faced all year that they'll be going up against this week.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good test. I think we've done a good job as well. I think last week, it was small things, which it normally is. When you're defending the run, it's one person out of a gap, and either that or a missed tackle here, a missed tackle there. So, I think all in all, we've done a great job stopping the run, and I think that's been a huge part of why our defense has played so well throughout the year. I say it every week. That's the most important thing that we have to do and accomplish going into every game. So far we've done a great job. I expect us to do a great job against this defense or this offense, and you know, be able to handle them.
Jordan, Ike was just chawing on some gummy bears there, he didn't realize that that was it. Let me see this gummy. What's your go-to gummy bear flavor, Jordan?
It's the clear. It's white and clear.
Mm-hmm. What is he knows it? Gummy
white?
Bears, man.
Yeah, he knows it. It's clear.
White,
yeah.
Right?
Well,
yeah.
Well, it can be white and clear, but we get the point.
No, it's one of them. You know what I mean? It's one that you can see through, be white.
The clear.
Tastes good. Let me swallow my gummy bear. Yo, Jordan, I'm going to hit you with this, right? Roger Goodell signed a contract extension for what's reported to be $200 million. As a guy who
you heard him.
You're,
hold on. So I know you're not with the team right now because you're rehabbing, but you're with a couple guys on a daily basis rehabbing, like Jason Peters. What was the word around the training room after it was announced that Goodell not only got an extension, but he's making more money than Tom Brady and Peyton Manning will have ever made in their career?
It's wild, man. I think everybody kind of just has the same reaction, and the fact that, you know, it shows the true colors, and this whole thing is about money, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, decisions that are made for the league, you know, what he's done is he's made the league money, and, you know, they value that over what you would expect, you know, the players and Tom Brady's, the Peyton Mannings of the world, you know, those guys. It's wild, you know.
A lot of talk. Oh, excuse me. A lot of talk this week. Your phone kind of going in and out on us.
My bad.
Is he there? You there?
Yeah, you there? Can you hear me?
Okay, yep. I was going to say, there's been a lot of talk. Mike Mitchell, I don't know if you had a chance to hear his comments, the Pittsburgh Steelers safety. And he was just talking about the difficulties that, you know, defensive players sort of have being able to play the game the way coaches expect them to play the game, which is fast, which is hard. And as defenders, you're taught, you know, you're out there trying to inflict a little pain. You're not trying to injure anybody, but you're certainly trying to inflict pain while you're playing the game. But it's become a little difficult for defensive players to play. Just your thoughts on some of the things that Mike Mitchell was trying to voice as a concern from a defensive player's perspective and how difficult it can be to play the game today.
Yeah, I mean, I think what the league has done in regards to safety is justified, but I believe that it has made playing defense and trying to do it the right way without, you know, them taking money out of your pockets or, you know, you getting an ejection or this and that. I think it's made it tough. You know, the game is so fast. The speed is so fast. Guys are catching the ball. You're turning in an instant. You got to make a split second decision. And, you know, you don't have time to think about, you know, how you're going to hit this dude. You know, all you really are thinking about is hit this guy hard enough to where the ball comes out. And, you know, there were a couple plays, I know, in that Cincinnati game where the Cincinnati DB hit, was it Antonio Brown in the back of the end zone? You know, that's a tough play because you're trying to get that ball out. Yeah. And, you know, you see it over and over again. And, you know, it is what it is. There's going to be some of those hits. It's a physical, it's a man's game, like you said, you know. And you know, it's tough. It's a hard position to be in, but, you know, if they take money out of your pocket for laying a big hit, you know, it is what it is. It's part of the game. You know, you try to do everything you can to not injure people, not hit defenseless players. But, you know, it
Jordan,
is what it is.
Have
I
you
think,
ever,
I think it's a personal thing.
Have you ever, during the course of a game, like in the course of a play, almost think about hitting them or what you're going to do while you're needing to make a split second? Like, are you thinking during a play of whether you need to make the hit or not?
No, not, I mean, not really. There really isn't a time when you can think about that. You know, you're thinking about go for the ball, or you're thinking about, you know, how you're going to attack the ball. You're not really worried about, you know, if your head is under his chin. And, you know, it's tough, man. It's tough. There's times when, you know, it's just natural. You're out there, you go low. Sometimes you go high, you know, depending on what you see. And every situation is different. So constantly is changing.
All right, so Jordan, 2 weeks ago we learned that you had you and your wife rescued a nice little dog, a Yap Yap dog from the SPCA.
Yap Yap.
Last week we found out your go-to reality show was Flavor of Love. So this week, since you're brought to us by Mark's Jewelers and they're having their Men's Night Out event on December 14th, you don't have to say what you're getting your wife in case she listens, but what kind of a Christmas guy are you? Do you go out, you go to the mall, are you an online shopper, jewelry? What's your style, Jordan?
I am definitely, if I can be an online shopper, I would 100% be an online shopper. The Black Friday, the Cyber Monday, which is now Cyber Week. they're making a ton of money off of this cyber stuff. But that's kind of my go-to. Those are great weekends for me, to get my Christmas gifts. I haven't gotten everything, out of the way yet, but so I'll probably have to make a trip. I like to go to King of Prussia every once in a while. That's probably, you know, and it's actually a bad time to go to King of Prussia.
Yeah. Freaking,
you go there and it's a mess. But, you know, it gets me out of the house and gets me walking around a little bit. So,
yeah,
wow,
I do the same thing. I people watch. I get some Starbucks, drink the coffee, walk around with the kids and the wife and everything.
Yeah, nobody notices you, though. Yeah,
no, I know. No, yeah. But
you know what? It's crazy because I can walk around King of Prussia and really not too many people will come up and say, you know, say anything.
All right.
Huh.
Not yet. I could get it. would get it.
Not a King of Prussia. Maybe a Deptford Mall I'd get it.
Yeah.
I'm big in Deptford. You know what I mean?
There you go.
All right. Well, Jordan, go Eagles, and have a great week. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
Here we go, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Jordan.
There is Jordan Hicks. No, and by the way.
I'm big in Deptford. Cherry Hill, you feel me?
Cherry Hill Mall's a nice mall.
Yes, I believe me, I live in Nordstrom's.
Did you know that the Willow Grove Mall, which is my home mall, because I grew up in Willow Grove, they had the top-rated Santa Claus this year by Philly.com.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah. They don't have that fake Santa with the fake beard. They get the same guy every year. He's got the net, and he has Mrs. Claus with him, too.
Okay.
Seriously.
Okay.
It's good.
Are we getting Herbie?
Yeah. Oh, I would like to. I don't know if we are.
Huh?
I mean, if you go over there and wrestle him over
is
here.
Is Kirk on the schedule? Is Mr. Herbstreit on the schedule?
I hope he's on our schedule. Huh?
We go way back. He knows me, man. Kirk Herbstreit.
You play at the same time?
Ike Reese. No, I watched Kirk Herbstreit grow, play.
Yeah.
When I was coming up. He's in Desmond's time.
So a little bit before?
Yeah, late 80s.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, he came after Tom Zach. And those guys, I'm just trying to talk long enough until he hears me. Herbstreit, Kirk, game day.
I think he's intentionally ignoring you.
Oh, okay.
You know, because John Marks and Ike Reese here on WIP in Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia.
Live, our home city, as we talk about Army-Navy.
Busy?
Here. That's not
Herbie. Me and you, both of us, Cincinnati Reds fans. I'm from Cincinnati, too. I know you, Herbie. I know you. Yeah. Yeah. I'm from Cincinnati. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See, Herb knows.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.